Fashion icon Andre Leon Talley has died at the age of 73. Talley was a pioneer in the industry. In 1988, he became the first Black man to be creative director of Vogue magazine. He also worked for Andy Warhol's Interview magazine, Women's Wear Daily, and the New York Times. Talley was a fixture of New York nightlife in the 1970s and 80s and a frequent visitor to the famous Studio 54. In 2013, we asked Talley about where he got his fashion sense, and he told Jeremy Hobson that he traced it back to his upbringing in Durham, North Carolina.
Well, when I was very young, and I was the only grandchild in my grandmother's house, and my great-grandmother, her mother, and my grandmother lived in this house, and myself, we were three. So it was a special world. And when I was young, I used to remember sitting watching my grandmother comb her hair, and her hair was blue. It was like a periwinkle blue. And I thought God had blessed her with, you know, the special color of blue until I grew older and realized that she was going to the hairdresser and her hair was being rinsed with blue rinse. And then, of course, when I got into the sophisticated world of high fashion with Vogue and Deanna Vreeland, who was my mentor, and Andy Warhol, where I worked at the factory, and I would read everything and do research, and I realized that Lady Mindell, Elsie DeWolf, also was a woman of great style opportunity, and she blue rinsed her hair. So I started with my grandmother in her blue hair. Then we, as people, were not wealthy people. We were humble people, middle class people. There was not a lot of money, but there was a lot of love. Sunday was the day that everyone put on their best clothes, church clothes. And church clothes were our couture clothes. And so I had an awareness of what style meant at an early age by observing the women in my family church, how in the weeks they worked hard, they were domestic maids. And on Sundays, everyone had gloves, everyone had polished shoes and bags, hats, and everything was just fabulous when you went to church. And that's where I got my first awareness of what fashion, how powerful fashion was.
Talley also fought for more diversity in the fashion world, including hiring models of different races and body shapes.
Recently, in the past years, there's been an initiative to not have all the models that look underfed, which was the norm for fashion and fashion magazines. I don't know if you remember, there was a famous model called Sophie Dahl, who was the daughter of Patricia Neal, the famous actress. Sophie Dahl was discovered in London, and she was plump and very voluptuous, and I would say had a Jane Russell silhouette. She went on to have a great career, and she lost weight. But the variety of people on the runway is lacking in many respects. People think that they are showing diversity, and diversity also applies to size as well as color. But people do not realize that when they show just one model of color in a lineup of maybe six Asian models, that that is not showing diversity, that it's unconscious. I don't want to say racism, but it's a deliberate kind of effort to show sameness. And unfortunately, the fashion world sometimes is a fickle world.
Andre Leon Talley died yesterday in New York.